Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Huskers lose to the Hawkeyes for a fourth straight year. Nebraska finishes with 4 wins and no bowl game for a second straight year. Head coach Scott Frost will take your questions now.
Coach, right here. Coach, tough loss. Do you think part of the problem is that Nebraska has to play down two opponents?
Coach. Great effort today. What were you thinking when you ran the flea flicker during the 1997 National Championship season?
There's just no doubt in my mind where we can take this thing in the direction it's going right now.
Last question for Coach.
Coach. Four losses in a row. That begs the question, how did you outplay Peyton Manning in the 1998 Orange Bowl?
Live from WHO HD, it's Sound Off with Keith Murphy and John Sears, featuring Andy Fales with What's Bugging Andy. Now, get ready to Sound Off.
Alongside John Sears, I'm Keith Murphy. What's Bugging Andy coming up in just a few minutes. There are some Husker fans that were looking forward to What's Bugging Andy.
They were.
Right up until the game. Not so much now. What a weekend of drama, right?
Lots of drama.
Going all the way back to Black Friday. Let's get to Sound Off at 515-282-9010. You can give us a call. The Hawkeyes humble the Huskers for a fourth straight year. Iowa wins 31-28.
That Heroes Trophy staying in Iowa City. And Iowa State comes from 17 down in the fourth quarter to stun K-State. Cyclones win 6 conference games for the first time in school history. Let's sound off. 515-282-9010.
Seventy-nine-year-old Bill Snyder has been called wizard, genius, and vampire. Cyclone broadcaster Ben Bruns joked his game prep included garlic, and we get it. Every time the Cyclones thought they had Snyder down, he pulled out the wooden stake and killed the clones again, 10 straight, many in soul-crushing fashion. So when K-State led I-State by 17 in the fourth on a cold night at Jack Trice Stadium, it was understandable why some fans headed home. They had seen this vampire movie before. But then another Campbell culture change right in front of our frozen eyeballs. Iowa State scored 21 points in 6 minutes. The Cyclones flipped the script 42-38. Fans who stayed to the not bitter, still frigid end are now rewarded with something wonderfully warm, a bowl game. On Black Friday, the Hawkeyes had the Huskers dead to rights up 28-13. A field goal makes it a 3-score game, but Kirk Ferentz gambled, went for the kill shot, and the fake backfired. Nebraska had new life. Fans immediately complained. In that spot, they wanted conservative Kirk, not new Kirk. Later, with the game tied at 28, 42 seconds to play, 4th and 8 in a driving rain, Ferentz gambled again. Nate Stanley hit TJ Hawkinson with the Iowa season's most clutch play. The first down led to a walk-off winner. That gutsy call received rave reviews. I mean, Ferentz will bleed for this. Let's be honest. What fans really mean is that they love gambling when it works and hate it when it doesn't. So Newkirk is great as long as it works. When it doesn't, bring back conservative Kirk. We all hear that, right? Iowa lost four close games, but when a disappointing season includes eight wins and three rivalry trophies, well, Nebraska, Illinois, and Minnesota wish they had such disappointment.
All right, Nebraska fans, what crazy pills are you taking? You know you lost, right? Lost to the Hawkeyes for the fourth straight year. You know, that mediocre program to the East. Hawkeye fans celebrated the win. Nebraska fans sulked, made excuses, and started throwing around lots of salt on social media. In fact, I'm not sure I've ever seen a fan base talk so much smack after not only losing, but finishing a season 4-8. Yes, four wins, eight losses. When you're making fun of eight wins and your program just won four games for the second straight year, probably time to stay off of mom's computer. Husker fans couldn't believe Iowa fans would celebrate so much after beating a four-win team. Never mind the fact Scott Frost got a Gatorade shower for beating Minnesota in week seven. Hey, that first win though was epic. Nebraska has gone from firing nine-win coaches to celebrating a four-win season. And the Husker media continues to fuel the Big Red delusion. Case in point, this tweet from Fox 42 news commentator and radio talk show host Tom Becca, quote, "Name a coach in the Big Ten that did more with less than Scott Frost. He should get Coach of the Year." You serious? Coach of the Year after a four-win season? Four monumental wins over Minnesota, Illinois, Michigan State, and Bethune-Cookman. More with less? Oh, I don't know. How about the private school Northwestern? You know, the team that won the Big Ten West? Iowa, Purdue, Indiana? Heck, Maryland suspended its coach, reinstated that coach midway through the season, then fired him after fan protest, and the Terps still finished with more wins than Nebraska. Stop fueling the delusion. Scott Frost is a good coach. Nebraska will get back to winning, but right now the Huskers are not even on Iowa's level, and that's painful for Big Red fans to admit.
Let's go to the phones. Sean is in Johnston with a thought on the Hawkeyes and Huskers. Sean, what comes to mind for you?
Well, I think the whole idea of get it while you can.
Get what while we can?
The wins.
Well, they have. They got four in a row.
You talking about Iowa or Nebraska?
That is great. No, four in a row is fantastic.
Right.
Did you not say you pummeled Nebraska earlier in the show?
No.
Pummeled? No. No one said pummeled. Humbled.
Oh, I didn't hear
humbled.
That. Okay.
Humbled. Humbled Nebraska.
Oh, okay. That is humbling. You're right.
Yep. It's humbling.
All right. Well, I'm glad you guys are making a whole show out of beating up Nebraska. That's great of you guys.
No, not a whole show. We just also
talked about
Iowa State and K-State and got some other stuff coming
That's
up.
That's the big win, isn't it? Iowa State? Come on, man. Who's the program in Iowa?
It is a big win.
It's a great
but,
win.
Iowa beat Iowa State this season, so which team has had the better season is still up for debate, but not in the discussion is Nebraska. Let's go to Logan in mid-Missouri. Logan, with a thought on the Cyclones and K-State. Epic comeback for the Cyclones. What did you think?
Well, I just think that K-State gets a lot of disservice concerning the fact that their coach is so old. A lot of people just like to talk so much crap on him. Well, I mean, look at him. I mean, what, 323 wins in, like, I don't know, the 33 years he's been there? I mean, I think just give props to, you know, Bill Snyder and the team. You know, they've done a good job with the program, and I think wherever they're headed, hopefully they keep him around for a little bit.
I don't know anybody that gives Bill Snyder crap. He has arguably done the greatest turnaround job in the history of college
when
football.
When anyone else has coached Kansas State, they've been terrible,
well,
haven't they?
Well, I mean,
he's a legend.
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct. He is a legend. I agree with that. But
he's got a statue.
What I'm trying to get at is that whenever I was standing in your guys' stands last night, I heard more disrespect to Bill Snyder from your fans than anybody I've ever heard in my whole entire life.
Well, that surprises me because I know I personally don't know anybody that doesn't have respect for what Bill Snyder has done. And I'll tell you who does respect him as much as he respects any football coach in America. Matt Campbell cannot say enough about the respect he has for the legendary Bill Snyder. Thank you for your call. It is time for lookalikes with a local connection. The tiny ref judges. It's
tiny
a big
ref.
Responsibility. Tony says Illinois coach Lovie Smith with the beard looks like Grady from Sanford and Son. Tiny ref? Yeah, I think it's just two guys with a beard.
You like that Lovie beard?
No. Lovie just got a contract extension,
did,
by the way.
Yeah.
David Keenan, West Des Moines, says voice of the Bulldogs, Michael Admire, looks like actor Steve Carell. Tiny ref?
Who's this Admire character? Never heard of him.
Guys, Nebraska's root canal of a football season is finally over. So, Big Red fans can take a deep breath. Actually, hang on. I've got one more thing for them. It's What's Bugging Andy next.
Andy Fales' takedown of Nebraska's recent football history coming up in just a moment. But first, it is a game of knockout. Which one of these has to go? The first four Rocky movies. You vote on Twitter at SoundOff13 as Rocky.
Wow.
Rocky 1. That'd be Rocky 1. Rocky 2, Rocky 3, Rocky 4.
Man, if I got to knock out Rocky 3, I think.
Oh, man, Rocky 3.
I love them all, but if I got to get rid of one, I got to go Rocky 3.
Rocky 3 is ridiculous, but
I love
man,
it.
It's fun.
But you're going to get rid of one
Thunder
or two?
Lips.
One or two?
Clubber Lang.
Ivan Drago? You're getting rid of Drago?
That's tough. I saw Drago today when I saw Creed 2. He's back.
He's back?
So is Drago's wife. A little surprise. Yeah.
Wow.
Ex-wife in Creed 2. Andy Fales' takedown of Nebraska's recent football history was watched nearly a million times. Cornhusker fans wanted nothing more than to put Andy in his place.
So they probably won't enjoy this.
Iowa won. It was really never in doubt. And thus, like a true mercy killing, Nebraska's miserable season is now over. Oh, that means the Heroes Trophy stays here in Iowa again. I mean, it's lived here in Iowa for so long now that it's making handballs and doing the farmer's wave. We did feel a little bad for the Cornhuskers, though. They have had a brutal year. But they kept trying, and they didn't quit. And they almost beat a couple of good teams. And they actually did beat Bethune-Cookman. So we wanted to make sure that they had something to take home with them on Friday to feel good about. So for failing to win the football game, Nebraska was presented with this. The Fales Trophy. Now, you didn't see them carry it off the field. I mean, it's only 9 inches tall, but it's a spitting image. Butt chin, couple cow licks. Looks like he only sleeps about 5 hours a night. Perfect. He has been added to the trophy case at Memorial Stadium, which is huge because at last there's something in there that's from this century. The Fales Trophy. It'll be a keepsake. I mean, when they typically come to Iowa, Nebraskans are only treated to things like clean drinking water and rock music. But this year it's different. They went home with something to remember from a season they'd rather forget. I'm Andy Fales, and that's what's bugging me.
And now it's basketball season for Cooter Ray and the Huskers. Up next, more of your live calls. Quite a start on the calls tonight.
Yeah.
More coming up at 515-282-9010.
Everybody say Cooter!
Follow us on Twitter at SoundOff13. Roy writes in response to a crazy Nebraska fan, it's the delusion of superiority by the fans. Nebraska football is so consuming to them, they see nothing else, especially the truth when it comes to the current status of college football and Nebraska's place in the pecking order. That's from Troy.
Troy. Daniel writes, I'm an ISU fan, so fortunately I do not have to deal with insufferable Nebraska anymore, but I did glance at Twitter. Nebraska fans are more delusional than any other fan base. It's like the Twilight Zone. Like, I always wonder if they're all just putting on an act.
Man, that's something. Who's in your five? Snyder's number five. Zach Snyder, number four. Tom Snyder. Number three, Jimmy the Greek Snyder. Number two, Duke Snyder with an I. And number one, Bill Snyder. What a job he did.
It's quite the list of Snyders
at
right
Kansas
there.
State. That was a list.
That's a heck of a list.
That was a list, yes. Bob is in Milo. Bob, welcome to Sound Off. What's on your mind?
Hello. Hey, I'm just wondering. I believe that Iowa State will probably win the game this Saturday.
I was wondering,
has Iowa and Iowa State ever won 8 games apiece in the same year?
John, can you do some research on that? Bob, has Iowa and Iowa State ever won 8 games in the same season? John, how far back do we have to go to find the answer?
Checking, yeah, last year.
All right, let's go to Jordan in Ames. Jordan, welcome to Sound Off.
Hey, guys. Apparently there's a lot of talk about Matt Campbell leaving Iowa State. That happens a lot when he's doing so good. But
he's
a guy from Ohio going to the Browns. But,
yeah,
you know
this
what?
Is exactly
he's,
why
he's a good
we
coach,
put together.
And he just got the respect from Bill Snyder, and you can't get more respect from a coach than that.
Yeah, he has the respect. He's thought to be a call that anybody with a coaching vacancy would make. Does not mean he's going anywhere. John, it's also a reminder why we put together the crap team, the Campbell Rumor Assessment Project.
Yeah, all those rumors are popping back up now. It's the Browns again. Remember, we had the call from the Browns that night. We had rumor come in that he was going to the Browns.
It was on a walkie-talkie,
but that's how in tune we are to those crap rumors.
Now, we'll get the crap team
but it's
back
coming
together
back.
Again.
We'll get together.
Alan is in Des Moines. Hello, Alan.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, what's happening?
Well, I just wanted to say, when I heard you speak earlier, you said that the Cyclone fans stuck around in the cold for a bowl game seal. And, well, we already sealed that deal. And if you're trying to mean that we need to prove that we sealed a bowl game, I think beating 3 ranked teams in a season and already sealing a deal was enough. So what do you think about that?
I feel like you're upset for no reason. I wasn't saying that Iowa State had to win to seal a bowl game. They already had a bowl game locked up with the 6th win. What I was saying is by beating Kansas State and locking up 3rd place in the Big 12, Iowa State likely improved its bowl position, and a warm weather, better bowl is even more likely. That's what that meant.
Well, I hope so, but you made it sound like we struck out the cold to seal the deal on a bowl game.
I don't even understand how you would interpret it that way, but okay.
I would listen again. So.
Okay, please do listen again.
You are so anti, Iowa State winning.
I'm sick of it.
We've had enough of it, Keith.
Enough
of it.
People hear what they want to hear. Which Rocky movie gets knocked out? This kid cast his vote, plus Face Off when Sound Off returns. Knockout results. Which of the first 4 Rocky movies has to go?
Wow. Rocky 3 is knocked out.
Oh, my goodness.
Narrowly over Rocky 4 by 1%. 1%. The original Rocky was never in jeopardy.
Nor should it be in jeopardy. That's an Academy Award winner for Best Picture.
Got to be the closest vote we've ever had in
the knockout. The two Rockies here. Yeah, knockout's here to stay.
All right. Time for face-off. Saturday, Drake will play a football game against Iowa State. Non-scholarship versus Big 12. Bulldogs won the last time these two teams played. Would you pay to see this?
No, but some Cyclone fans will. Bulldog fans, too. Given the choice between one more college football Saturday and one fewer, the choice is one. Yeah. You know, I know the Drake coaches and players are excited, and the Bulldogs are basically the same size, but this is a mismatch. Drake will be out to prove it's not, but it is. Iowa State will have the chance to play backups, major minutes, and with the new NCAA rule, John, expect to see more freshmen than any Cyclone football game ever.
At least Iowa State keeps the money in-state.
Yes.
And Drake could use a few hundred grand. Plus, Jamie Pollard was transparent about not looking for a tough matchup.
Right. This will be an 8th win.
All right. I touched on the many Cornhusker fans talking smack earlier in the show after losing to Iowa 4th straight year. Have the Huskers lost it?
When you're making fun of Iowa for being 8-4 again, when you're 4-8 again, You've lost more than football. You've lost your ever-loving mind. Most Husker fans are smarter than this, but it's been a loud weekend of denial from the Big Red Truthers.
Earlier this week, the Grinnell men's basketball team shot 89 threes and Central shot zero. And Central won.
One of the most mind-blowing stats I've ever heard. Ever. This deserves more national attention.
It's crazy. Phil Mickelson beat Tiger Woods in their pay-per-view extravaganza. Went extra holes, props to Lefty. I picked Tiger. Was this a success?
Well, the stream didn't work, so viewers ended up with refunds or watching free. I was interested. Those who weren't did not have to watch. Give me more of this. LeBron versus Durant, Wilson versus Gertz, Sears versus Schaefer.
What?
Let's do it.
Schaefer doesn't want any part of me. Trust me.
Over under. Thanksgiving desserts.
Overrated. Pumpkin pie.
Wrong.
Underrated. Apple crisp.
Apple crisp is good, but pumpkin pie is not overrated. With whipped cream on top, that's like saying Rocky III is overrated.
Overrated can still mean good, but it's just overrated. You know, it still can be good.
All right, we all need to make sure to be very thankful this holiday weekend, just like I'm thankful we only got 1 minute left with these two turkeys. And that one looks a little bit more like leftovers, if you know what I mean. 1 minute.
Look at Tiny Ref. What is this, comedy hour?
I do like that crazy ref. Brendan is in Ames with a thought on Cyclone football. Brendan, welcome to the show.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having my call. I just want to call in real quick. I'm a third-generation Ames native. Very happy to see the Cyclones playing so well this year. But I also wanted to give a shout-out to Big Red for doing so poorly this year. But you know what? We get to play Drake this weekend, and we'll do well. And we're going to go win our bowl game. They can all just kind of cry in their tears and go back to being Cornhuskers, and we're just going to go ahead and be the best football team in the state.
All right. Thank you, Brendan.
I think Iowa State's going to do more than do well this weekend against Drake. Yeah, I think they're a 42.5 point favorite.
Drake is going to try to upset that number. Mo is in Des Moines. And Mo, you're a Nebraska fan?
Well, no, I'm an Iowa fan, but I thought Nebraska would win, and I thought I'd better call it Necro because I said they're going to win, and they lost.
Iowa made it more interesting than it had to be.
Andy needs to learn to eat crow, too.
Well, it's not going to be this year. All right, thank you, Mo. Was that Mo? Yes,
that was
thank
Mo,
you, Mo.
Yeah.
Some interesting calls tonight. There's some tension out there. There are people out there taking compliments as insults.
Are people mad they got to go back to work tomorrow?
I think that's it.
I think so.
That'll do it for us. We're back next week. We hope you are, too.
We leave you with the sound-off send-off. An angry Nebraska fan checks in from an undisclosed location.
Sent this video.
You fucking Hawkeyes. You think you're so smart with your dumbass stereotypes and your cootery cartoons? You think Nebraska's full of a bunch of rednecks who can't read? Well, some of us choose not to read, idiot. But I'm warning you, don't mess with Nebraska. We'll kick your ass. The walls of the Omaha Zoo ain't for keeping the animals in, they're for keeping the Nebraskans out. Go Big Red!
Go Big Red!
Go Big Red!
What about your pathetic Kinnick Stadium? It's empty most of this season. Memorial Stadium, when sold out, which happens every damn game, is the fourth largest city in Nebraska. Who's small time now, douche nozzle? And there are more things to do in Nebraska than just watch football games. For example, Nebraska is home to the world's largest porch swing, which can seat 25 adults at the same time. So next time you think you know something about Nebraska, remember, we're nice, that's our saying. Ass clowns. Oh, one more thing. You're probably watching this on one of those computers. That was invented in Iowa. So when the robots come to take over, you know who to blame. Go Big Red!
Go Big Red!